This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Coach Marion back with us. Coach Brandon Marion, Sac State Football. What's up, baby?
How y'all doing?
Man, we're great. We was just talking before you joined us. We are going to be heavy at Sac State football games this year. We're going to be out there with cowboy hats, man. We're going to be those people. Everybody, man, who are them dudes in the cowboy hats and the Sky River touchdowns on every single football game, man? Because we ready for the season already.
That's right. Now it's been an exciting time. The Marines woke the boys up this morning, so we're rolling, getting ready to roll. Yeah, we've been on.
Goodness, yeah. Man, it seems like you know, we'll talk about the recruiting, but getting the guys who are here ready for the season, whether it's what you talked about just now or having the spring practice, setting up the spring practice, like it seems like you've got the guys that are here now getting ready for next season months ago. All right, as soon as you walk through the door, like what's the process of that? Was that is that something where you believe like, hey, there is no true off season? You got to prepare yourself for the season upcoming right when that season ends, the season before ends.
Yeah, I mean, it's all about the work and creating a great product and creating value for yourself as a player, as a program. And that's what we're doing every day. I mean, these guys are working their tails off to show that, you know, they belong here, creating a new standard, and they want to win in everything that they're doing. And so for us, I mean, it's always going to be about the work first and foremost. And, you know, everybody likes all the flash, and, you know, that's important as well, you know, to create momentum. But at the end of the day, it's going to be old school, blue collar, you know, a lot of hard work.
Yep. And those are the type of young men that you're looking for. Sure looks like those are the type of the young men that are in those videos that you guys keep posting where and brothers out there in the dark and clearly in the cold. They ain't in no warm facility. They out there working outside.
No, absolutely. I mean, that's where the game is played at. I mean, you know, we want to play anybody, anywhere, any weather, any circumstance, we'll play you. And so we got to train our guys like that to have that mentality. And so when they get up that early and in some days there's frost on the field and, you know, that's preparing us for, you know, later in the season when we got to go play somebody that's in a cold area, we'll be ready to roll.
Coach, we talk a lot about the transfers that you had, you know, the FBS transfers, even others from other FCS schools. But you were number one, at least in one of the rankings I saw, in high school recruits only, like going to get the guys out of high school. And it feels like a lot of that, you know, you got a late start because you're a new coach and all this other stuff. Like, what was the mindset with that, like going to hit the high schools hard? We all know the transfer portal, you had that on lock, but going to make sure you had these high school guys, the incoming freshmen, what was the mindset of that and just using the different avenues around the city and around the area to make that happen for you guys?
Yeah, to me, it's still a young man's game. You know, a lot of people get enamored with just the transfer portal, but if you look at the NFL, there's a reason why they have a draft every year, right? They draft young players, and they don't just keep recycling old players over and over again. They get new young players into the league. And so for us, it's still going to be about recruiting high school kids because they are young. They have less injuries to their body. They're impressionable still. They're still willing to learn. They haven't had a coach that hurt their feelings and, you know, all the different stuff that goes on when you're just taking transfer guys. We want to get the best high school prospects that we feel that can play year one and make an impact on the team. And, you know, our staff did a great job of, you know, shaking trees and beating the pavement and calling people that we knew and getting not just any high school players. I mean, we got real guys out of the high school, you know, the guys that, you know, we got Stallworth out of Palo Alto, 6'6", 3'10", big, strong, you know, like real guys. You know, we got guys that had multiple offers, 4-star recruits, 3-star recruits to come here to, you know, we got the highest rated receiver. We got the highest rated quarterback, you know, in all of FCS. And these guys had multiple FBS offers. And they came here to Sac State and trusted us. And, you know, they see the vision and see what the program's about and where the president and athletic director are trying to take us. And so, it's definitely an excited time. But, you know, we're always going to go after the top high school prospects. We are not going to be a program that only recruits in the portal. The portal is a part of it. Junior college is a part of it. And ultimately high school, those are guys that are 17, 18 years old that can come in and have fresh legs and fresh minds and, you know, build our program.
Coach, when the last time you slept?
Yeah, I've been sleeping this week a little bit.
Okay, you know, like, okay, okay.
My wife started me on the Yellowstone. I had never saw Yellowstone. Oh, so I was, you know, the first couple of days I was sleeping.
Yeah.
But now Yellowstone is keeping, you know, I got ADD bad. So I got to keep going with the episodes. I'm like, all right, one more. It's midnight now. One more. It's 1 o'clock in the morning now. You know, so I got to get these episodes in right now. So been watching the Yellowstone. That's a good little show. And but, you know, I don't sleep much anyways because, you know, I want to be successful more than I want to sleep.
There you go. That. Coach is like us. He's staying up late, binge watching TV shows. That,
my wife and my mom, they're heavy on Yellowstone. Heavy. They love that show. I kind of seen it in passing, but I'm the type where I don't want to – if you already on season 2, episode 3, I'm not going to hop in. Like, I'm going to just wait till, you know, everything's done and I'm going to go binge watch. I just did that with Snowfall. I just finished Snowfall. The guys got me to watch Snowfall, so I saw that for the first time and finished that, so – yeah.
I got to see that one. I haven't seen that one yet either. I don't watch TV, but it's my thing is like, I'm the same way. I got to binge watch it. So I'm on season 2 now, Yellowstone. I started it a day ago. So I'm busting these episodes out right now.
You got a favorite show? You got a, like your favorite show ever?
No, I'm a movie guy. I got some favorite movies.
Okay. What's your favorite movie then?
Harlem Nights.
Okay. Okay. All right.
That's a classic.
Iconic. Yeah.
So Harlem Night, I really like. I think it's a classic. But I got in this conversation it was a while back. Harlem Nights are coming to America. And I was like, man, clearly coming to America. And they was like, you bugging. They said, you bugging, Casey. Harlem Nights is up there. I said, I'm not saying it's not. But coming to America, that might be the best comedy of all time.
Coach making faces.
Coach feeling Harlem Nights more.
I think the dope thing about Harlem Nights, though, is like Red Fox is in it.
Yeah.
Richard Pryor is in it. Like Robin Harris is in it. Like it's cool. Eddie and Arsenio are in it. Mm-hmm. But it's also the merging of two.
Moment.
Yeah, it's the merging of two generations of comedy.
Yeah. Nah, it's,
absolutely.
It's epic.
Absolutely. I remember sneaking up with my uncle late at night watching Harlem Nights with him. I mean, that's the all time right there. All time.
Nah, that's a good watch. Eddie's my I know Netflix is doing an Eddie documentary.
I seen that.
And Eddie's my favorite comedian of all time. Like Eddie would be my
take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If I made a list, it would be my one. Yeah,
I think I'm with you.
Who you got Sunday? Are you looking forward to Sunday? Do you get excited for the Super Bowl? You get excited for big games like this?
I get excited if I have a player that I coached in the game.
There you go.
So Xavier Worthy's playing, and B. Cook is the starting safety for the Chiefs. I coached him at Howard. So my little cousin Sky Moore, you know, they're all on the Chiefs. So, we're hoping the Chiefs win. And I'll only root for the Eagles if Kenny Pickett gets in the game. If Kenny Pickett gets in the game, then I'll be excited for the Eagles too. So, yeah. But you know, I told Xavier 2 days ago, we need this ring, lock in.
Like, there you go.
Yeah. I think it's going to be a good game. I think the Chiefs defense, I think is one of, if not the best defense in football. And I knew he was talking to you today. And I was like, I wonder how Coach Marion would attack the Chiefs defense. Like, do you think that's a defense that, you know, maybe you would attack with the run? You know, maybe out on the perimeter a little bit, or would you, you know, try and get them in some passing downs? Because I think they're so dynamic and they're so fast, you know, on all three levels. I'm not a coach or a football mind at all, but I'm like, man, where would I attack these guys first? Would it be on the ground, or would it be in the middle with the linebackers, or what? Like, how would you approach going up against that Chiefs defense?
Yeah, I think you definitely have to be unique in what you do. I think if you line up, you know, same as everyone else and try to do, you know, business as usual, mm-hmm. Coach Spags going to get after you, and it's going to be an ugly game. You know, mm-hmm. you're not going to fare pretty well. So one of the teams that has been successful against them in the past has been the Ravens, you know, and they kind of bring a Friday night element with Lamar, you know, being the runner that he is, yeah. And, you know, creating some missing matches in the run game. And so I think you have to be able to do both against them. I think you have to, you know, create some unique formations and run the ball, but also, you know, have a dynamic passing game. I don't think you can be one or the other against them. You kind of have to stay balanced, you know, and mix it up a little bit, because Coach Spags, when he sees something working, he's a lot like an offensive coach. He'll just keep – I mean, you see at the end of them games sometimes, he just blitzed the heck out of those teams, and mm-hmm. they can't do nothing about it, and they start turning the ball over, and then you don't want the Chiefs to have the ball at all on offense. So
please not. Not at all. Yeah. And Coach, you brought up something that I want to ask you. I've always wanted to know, you know, from a football perspective. I'm a 49ers fan. Kyle Shanahan, I think he's a great offensive coordinator. And they always talk about how, you know, it's the run. It's the run first. And I believe in that. Like, establish the run. You can do whatever you want. Sometimes he gets into these matchups where the defense put an 8 in the box. And they're like, we're not going to let you run. What do you do in that situation? Like, if you were like a run first type coach, would you say, no, this is a battle of wills right here, test the wills, I'm gonna run on that front? Or do you go away from what you feel your bread and butter as, and maybe what you believe will get you what you want to do as a coach, and start passing it to kind of soften that zone up? Like, how do you approach those type of situations when they're trying to take away what you want to do best?
Yeah, first off, shout out to Coach Shanahan. I'm a work in progress. That guy's way further down the road than I am, so I'm not gonna, you know, pretend to know more than he knows. But you know, and he's a receiver guy, so that's always good when the receiver guys get to be head coaches and offensive coordinators. Yeah. But for the example, that's why the game is, you know, people say receivers are divas and all that type of stuff, but they're really your insurance policy. You know, if you can establish the run and be dominant in the run, and then you can have receivers that win one-on-ones, you know, I think that's why receivers are so valuable right now, because you see, you know, the quarterback receiver relationship and getting those plays down the field. Mm-hmm. You got to have the forward pass. It's got to be an element in your offense where you can hurt teams when they load the box and you can't run it. Do you have a receiver who can win a one-on-one matchup? Because if they have eight in the box, then that means all the receivers are one-on-one.
Right.
And so, you know, just winning those one-on-ones and having those matchups, and, you know, coach has done a good job of being creative and getting all the way to the final game. It's about those receivers staying healthy and making those winning plays that change the game, because, you know, the 49ers have proven over and over again that they can run the ball. You know, it's about the perimeter players making those plays to close it out and seal the deal. And you've seen now with this, right, they'll run the ball to run the ball, but, you know, Travis Kelce always makes that wild play in a game, right? A receiver always comes out with that big catch to close it out and finish the game. And so I think that's the next step for the 49ers. And, you know, every team is looking to have two or three, even four real wide receivers that can, you know, be the insurance policy for the team. That's what I call receivers. It's like, all right, when this ain't working, we got something we can lean on to go make plays for us.
It's great stuff, man. Congratulations, Coach, on the class. We can't wait for that schedule to drop.
Yeah, man,
when I tell you we can't wait for the first game at that stadium, boy, we cannot wait.
Come on now. Go Sacramento, yeah. Man. Come
That's
on.
Right. That's
yes, sir. Yes,
fingers
sir.
Up. Appreciate y'all. Fingers up,
always, y'all. Coach. Appreciate you, man. Congratulations again.
All right. Thank you.
Yes, sir. So, man, Coach Brennan Marion right there. Sac State head coach, number one recruiting class, number one FCS recruiting class in the country, man.
They're going to be cooking this year.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.